Gerald Ryder here with Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. You know, say it with me, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. Check it out, check it out, check it out. Listen, we are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to the mighty, mighty Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. And today's Sunday Conversation is entitled, drum roll please, Boys and Girls Club Biz. I'm going to say that again. Boys and Girl Club Biz. In the studio, I have with me live today none other than Mr.
Trey Thomas
and Mrs.
Tamika Trumbull.
Outstanding. How are you two doing today?
I'm doing all right.
I'm doing great.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Enjoying this weather?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I'm not ready for the heat.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to go ahead and get down to business, okay? Okay, tell us about the free summer program happening at the Boys and Girls Club this year.
Okay, well, the free program, that's for our teens, and that's, that consists of the ages 13 through 18. And the reason why, one of the biggest reasons why the organization has given that price to the community is because we want to get as many of our teens as possible off the street and into something positive.
Okay, now you said price. What is the price?
It's free.
It's free.
Oh, it's free.
Yes, sir. It's free.
Okay.
For 13 through 18.
13 through 18.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so those are the ages eligible for the summer program, 13 through 18.
Yes, sir, for the teens.
For the teens. But now we do have our younger 6 through 12, and that amount is $250 per child.
Okay, that's $250 per child.
Yes.
Outstanding. Now, tell us in your own words, what does the summer program mean to you?
For me, the summer program means a lot because I grew up in the Boys and Girls Club. So to have something to do and look forward to each and every day, just give me something to look forward to.
Outstanding. What about you, Mr. Meek?
For me, it gives me a little bit more. The kids get to see the funner side of our organization because, you know, during the school year, we have fun, but it's also quite a bit of educational opportunities that we provide. And so for the summer, it is still educational, but they get to have more fun. They get to go swim. They get to go on field trips. Mm-hmm. They get to see us a little bit more laid back because it's longer days. So we got to make it fun, not only for us, but for them as well.
Outstanding. Now, do you guys offer swimming lessons during some of the programs? Because I remember growing up, I learned how to swim.
So it depends upon the certification of the lifeguard. There's different certifications. So we have a lifeguard that applies that have that certification, then we offer it. But if we don't, then we can't.
Outstanding. Listen, we understand that the gas prices are higher, grocery prices are higher. Our dollar's not going as far as it used to go. So what inspired the club to offer this opportunity for kids and their families?
Once again, that's because if they don't have anywhere to go, then they're out here in the community getting into things, following the wrong crowd, getting into trouble, or just not even... So, because a lot of the parents are still working.
That's right.
So, you know, we want to continue to provide that assistance for the parents as well. So, hey, here, we bring your kids here while they're here. We're offering them meals because we do offer a supper.
Well, see, we call it supper. You're getting ahead of you. You answered some of my questions already, Miss Tamika. We're going to get into that.
I'm sorry.
But okay. Now, that was a great segue. Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about it. Will breakfast and dinner be provided?
Not breakfast, but we do have, sometimes we might have like a breakfast bar because we do realize some of the kids don't have breakfast, but unfortunately we don't have that capacity yet to serve breakfast. Mm-hmm. But we do lunch and we do an afternoon snack.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Now, will there be transportation provided?
Some clubs, and that's the south location. The south location does provide transportation,
but the east and north location does not.
Okay, outstanding. Can we talk about some of the programs that would be offered this summer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, each of our clubs, we collaborate on some things, but for much for the teams, we kind of have a little more individuality. So, like my summer camp, I'm focusing around art culture of things. So, like we're going to have a mini photography camp. We're going to have a mini videography camp. We're doing a wall mural. We're going to teach them how the kids how to brand themselves. We're teaching them how to do the right way to do TikTok creator content. So, and then at the end of it of the summer, I'm going to have a big art like showing.
Outstanding.
And also at the East location for our teams this year, we're reaching entrepreneurship. That's what we're teaching this year. So we're going to create businesses so these kids can learn how to make money, because these kids like to ask for money and don't have any. So we're trying to teach them how to make money. So at the end of the year, we're having like end of the summer, we're having like a Shark Tank type. So I'm reaching out to local businesses to see if they want to help out with these kids and make their dreams come true.
Okay, well, my wife and I own Overflow Salon and Barbershop, and so we would definitely come in if you would like and offer our services.
That would be great.
As well, because we have 14 grandkids, and they have, look, that's all they're asking for is money. It's money, money, money. And I'm like, man, come to the shop, sweep up,
yeah, do
take
something.
Out the do yes. something to earn your
yes,
money.
Yes, do something.
You know, it makes you accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, if you're just joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Riders, we're in the studio with Mr.
Trey Thomas.
And Mrs.
Tamika Trimble.
Of the
Boys and Girls Club of Chattahoochee Valley.
Outstanding. And today's Sunday Conversation with Riley is entitled Boys and Girls Biz. So, what can kids expect on a typical day at the summer program?
Okay. So, if you're coming in on the teen side, the first part of the morning, we allow them to come in, kind of just get situated. They have what we call free play.
Okay.
So it'll go from free play into an actual program part. So for me, I'm partnered with Columbus Tech, and my kids want to go over part of the day to learn cosmetology, barbering, and culinary. Then we'll come back to the center. We'll have lunch. We'll have another like downtime because free play. Go back into another program part of the day, and then at the end, probably like gym, some type of outside activity.
Okay, I'm a big nap person. So, will naps be provided? Will they be able to take naps?
For me at my club, I'm very laid back at East. So if you want to take a nap, just let me know.
Okay.
I'll let you take a nap because at the end of the day, you've been here since 7:30.
Yeah,
so you're probably kind of tired.
I think naps are an important part of our day.
Yeah, so I call it downtime. Yeah. So after lunch, mm-hmm. I'll provide dim lighting. I'll put on some like calming type of music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
White noise, and they can either watch a movie because we have different areas in my center, mm-hmm. Rooms so they can go in and watch a movie and just relax.
Outstanding. Now we know the program is free, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So how can parents register their children for the program?
Okay, so there's two ways to do it, but they have to be done both ways. First, you need to come to the center to get the packet. Inside the packet is going to tell you the next step, which is to go online and complete the parent portal. So you got step one, come to the center, get the packet. Step two, go online and complete the parent portal.
Okay, now what if someone doesn't have access to the internet? Can they fill out the package there?
Yes, mm-hmm. We have computers and we will set them up and we'll walk them through it. But we have a lot of grandparents, mm-hmm. that are taking care of kids aunties or uncles,
correct.
And they don't have it at home. So we tell them, come in, we tell them a part of the day that we'll have access to be able to walk them through it, and they'll come in and we'll assist them in that manner.
Okay, now what documents or other requirements are needed to sign up for the program? Do they need like proof of identification, proof of address, or?
Really far as this like proof, we usually just need a birth certificate, mm-hmm. and then if they have Medicaid or that type of insurance, we need that because usually the Medicaid offers a portion that will help towards summer camp as well. So we just need to verify that they have Medicaid if they have it, or if they're military.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now If they're military, do they get a discount if they're military?
Yes.
Okay, outstanding. Now let's talk about, are there limited spots available?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So the parents, when can they start signing up for the program?
They can start signing up now.
Now, yes.
Until
our numbers are full. Mm-hmm. We sign up until we are at our capacity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I want you to do a shameless plug about when the program start and why they should enroll their child in the program.
Okay.
This is like a commercial.
Okay. So the program starts on June 1st until July 24th.
Yes.
The time is going to be from 7:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday. And the reason why you should join and sign your team up for this summer program is because it's giving them something to do. They're not just sitting at home bored, getting in trouble. Definitely in this community in Columbus, you can find trouble anywhere. Mm-hmm. So we just want to give them a safe haven to have something to do and have a positive life in the community as well.
Outstanding.
And also, it's a great reason to enroll for newcomers who don't know about our program. Mm-hmm. If they could continue on, we try to build that relationship for them to continue to come back to us. Mm-hmm. Because we offer scholarships. We're offering dual enrollment where they can get certifications in certain jobs, like for instance, cybersecurity. We're trying to prepare them not only for college, but also workforce readiness. Mm-hmm. So we are pushing those teams to not only come and have fun, but also start preparing them for what life is going to look like once they graduate.
Outstanding. Now, that is a great segue, because like you're reading my mind. So will there be other educational opportunities mixed in with the fun? Because, you know, learning during the summer is a great way to start the school year as well. Mm-hmm. So how's the education running these
So programs? Each club is different due to members. So at my club, I have a lot of 8th graders.
Okay.
I have a lot of 8th graders. So I'm getting them ready for high school. They're scared of high school right now.
Outstanding.
So I'm getting them ready for high school. So teaching them the classes, the stuff you have to deal with on a daily basis due to, it's not middle school no more. You're not the top dog. You are the little kids on the block right now. So you in there with 17, 18-year-olds. Just be ready to see things that you have probably never seen before.
Now, Trey, you stated earlier that you were actually raised in a Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, sir, I was.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experiences in the Boys and Girls Club?
Yes, sir. The Boys and Girls Club really shaped me to who I am today. I started when I was 6 years old. I was 18. So it really helped me out a lot due to me being the only child. So meeting friends, I still have lifelong friends that I talk to today, still that I met at the Boys and Girls Club.
Outstanding. Now, what about you, ma'am?
I wasn't raised up in the Boys and Girls Club, but I have worked with the Boys and Girls Club for a certain amount of years, and I have acquired different job titles. And through the different positions and just working with so many different children, I see the impact that the Boys and Girls Club make. And when they to see them outside of the Boys and Girls Club, or even going to the schools, because we don't even just leave it there. That's like I just give him kudos. He just came from Fort Middle School. They're attending their graduation. We do those type of things because we want to encourage them, let them know this is just not a job for us. We are here for you in every capacity.
You know, I definitely understand that. My profession is as a barber, but I have been to so many graduations this year. It's amazing because I'm not just there cutting hair. I'm also mentoring in an aspect. Yes. And so, but your job, everyone's remember their experience in the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. I remember vividly so many activities and things I've done at the Boys and Girls Club. And so I just congratulate both of you for doing what you're doing. Now let's go back and let's talk about how can we register up our kids for the program.
Once again, you need to find out like where, because they can attend any location, mm-hmm. but it's just a little bit easier if it's one that's closer to you. Because like I said, during the summer, South is the only one that provides transportation, because that's considered a low income area. So they do try to extend those services more to our South location. But once again, just look and see which one is most convenient for you to drop your child off at. And then once you see which one, you can either make an appointment to come in, or you could just call, probably make an appointment, because right now we have a training. We all have a training coming up because we're preparing for the summer. So I would just advise to call and see what would be the best time to come. So someone is there to provide them with the application packet.
Outstanding. I remember my grandbaby, I remember dropping them off last year to the Boys and Girls Club. You can't drop them off. You have to go in there and sign them up, correct?
So after you, so you saying after they register?
Yeah, after they register.
Okay, so after they register, that first week, we do ask the parents to come in and sign in, mm-hmm. and that's just because we want to lay eyes and making sure this is they're at the first of all the right location, because mm-hmm. once again, we got kids that's come from out of town. We got mm-hmm. kids that's come from group homes, and a lot of them don't know our setup and the way and how we run everything. So, and then we also give our kids a number for them to sign in. Mm-hmm. So we try to make sure that they learn their number. So definitely their first. That's only their first week. After their first week, we don't ask that they come in.
Outstanding, outstanding. Now, is there anything that maybe you guys want to say that we didn't cover during the first of the interview? Think about it.
I think we covered everything.
Okay.
What's one thing? We do have a teen summit.
Let's talk about the dates and time of the teen summit.
Now we have not got the dates out yet about that. But that will be announced. It is advertised throughout the different radio stations. Because that's one of the things that we try to get all the youth in Columbus.
Okay. Now, what is that teen summit about?
Entrepreneurship, positive action, healthy life skills, networking, college resumes. It's a whole umbrella of things that partnerships throughout Columbus come together to give that experience to the teens. Things to look forward to far as the following school year, resources. They send home goodie bags, and it's an all day thing. I think it goes on from like 9 to 4.
Now, will lunch be provided?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Outstanding. So let's go ahead and close it on out. Tell the people about all the programs, what time it start, and how to register.
Yes, sir. So the programs that we have at East, and I'll let Tamika do North. So
what's your name again?
Trey Thomas. My name is Trey Thomas. I'm the East Teen Center Unit Director. So what we have at East is going to be, we're going to have entrepreneurship classes. We're also going to have sports development mini camps as well, too. So we have mini camps with PE trainers showing that you can sign up for basketball, track, soccer, volleyball. So if you don't want to do basketball, you can sign up for volleyball. So we're doing development camps to teach these kids different sports. Also, we have swimming and field trips as well, too.
Okay, now where are you going on field trips?
Each club is different. I know we're going to the movies. We're going to see Screen 6? That what it is, Screen 6? We're going to see Screen 6 when it first comes out.
What about the park? Any park activity?
Going to the park. Going to Lake Bottom, do some activities down there as well, too. So we're doing a lot of free things as well, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of free field trips.
Outstanding.
Yes. So my name is Tamika Trimble. I am the team director at the John Flournoy College of Career Readiness Center. I am attached to the North location. So don't get confused by the name. I am part of North, but because that's the name on the building, that's what they want us to promote. Field trips, we're going to bowling, going to the movies. We're going to do an art walk downtown. We're going to Great Wolf Lodge. Lunch, trampoline park. As far as educational, like I said, TikTok creating, kind of having a whole like little media room where they can learn what we're doing right now, learning how to speak, public speaking, learning how to come in and do it, a little work on the soundboard, record, make more announcements. We're doing a whole art content, videography, photography, art, teaching them how to brand themselves. And then, like I said, then I also got a partnership with Columbus Tech. There we're going to Columbus Tech and actually working in the classroom with the professors, where the professors will be teaching them cosmetology, barbering, and culinary.
Outstanding. Listen, parents, brothers, sisters, y'all please listen. The Boys and Girls Club offering a bunch of amazing events this summer. Please sign up. There's limited space available.
Yes, sir.
Listen, this has been Gerald Riley of Sunday Conversation with the Riley's. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.